A Playlist Original.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Unpacked Podcast. If you follow me on Instagram, then you might have seen my post a few days ago. I asked my followers whether they know their credit score. And surprisingly, 82% of the people who voted said no, which was kind of shocking, but honestly not really surprising, because a few months ago, I was one of those people. I didn't know what a credit score was. So today I thought we should chat more about what exactly is your credit score, how it's calculated, how to build and improve it, and most importantly, the things that you're doing that you might not even be aware that are affecting your credit score. So without wasting any more time, let's dive into it. So what exactly is a credit score? A credit score is a ranking between 0 and 999. Your credit history is based on the amount of money that you have borrowed in your life and how much of this money you've paid back on time. Your credit score is a great way for creditors to assess whether you are reliable. The higher your credit score, the lower the risk you pose to a lender. So now you're probably wondering, okay, cool, then how exactly is my credit score calculated? Your credit score is calculated by a credit bureau and they publish your credit report. They consider how much times you've applied for credit in the past couple of months, how long you've had debt, how much money you make, if you pay your bills on time, and how much debt you have, and most importantly, they compare it to other credit active consumers. But the most important thing when calculating your credit score is obviously your payment history. So are you paying bills on time, or do you just pay bills whenever you feel like it, or whenever you can? So when it comes to your credit score, you should aim to have a credit score of over 650. So remember, your credit score is a ranking between 0 and 999. With a credit score of 650 plus, this means you have good credit. People with this credit score can easily obtain credit and receive a low interest rate. If you have a credit score of 490 or less, then this means that you have poor credit and you'll have a hard time getting approved for any loans or credit in general. So you should start focusing on ways to improve your credit score. But before we jump into that, let's just discuss why you need to know your credit score. So one of the most important reasons you should be checking your credit score at least every 3 to 6 months is obviously cybercrime. So in SA, actually around the world, there's high cases of cybercrime. And there's a possibility that somebody somewhere somehow found your national ID and they have bought something on credit with your name. This happens everywhere. It happens in the US. People buy with other people's social security, which is actually the social security and your national ID, South African ID is the same thing. So you guys might hear me referring a lot to the US. It's because I used to work there and I'm kind of used to their financial system and I'm learning more about the SA financial system and how things work in SA as we go along. But speaking of cybercrime, one of the reasons I'm sharing this is because somebody bought a phone on contract at Vodacom with my ID, my South African ID. So I was surprised when I checked my credit score for the first time and it said I owe Vodacom 20,000 Rand. And I was so surprised because I have never bought anything on contract. I wouldn't even qualify for a contract because I left the country of the school and I've never had a job here. I had to go to Vodacom and find out what's going on. How come my credit score says I owe you 20 grand? And they said, okay, it's probably like a fraud thing. It happens a lot. You need to go to the police station, file a report, and then come back to us. And we'll send it over to the credit bureau who'll remove it from your credit report. So I did exactly that, and it was removed. Imagine if I had not checked my credit score, and I didn't know that. And I tried applying for like a home loan or buying a car on credit, and it shows that I owe Vodacom money that I don't even know about. So guys, it's really important for you to check your credit score to pick up on fraudulent transactions. Speaking of your credit score, South African citizens are entitled to one free credit report every 12 months from one of the credit bureaus in SA. So the most popular and well-known credit bureaus are TransUnion, CompuScan, Experian, XDS, and ClearScore. So with these credit bureaus, you can log onto their website and create a profile, and then they will email you your credit report every year. But I recently discovered ClearScore, where you type in your details like you would on any other platform. And if there are any changes or there's an update to your credit report, they email you, which I really like. And you can log in anytime to see if there's been any changes to your credit report. So I really like that about ClearScore. But if you want to get more than one credit report in a year, I think you have to pay for it. I'm not quite sure. But with ClearScore, you can log in and see what's going on. So I haven't tried the other ones, but I'll definitely do that as well. So if you want to build your credit profile in South Africa, it's really simple. The best way to have a financial profile is through debt. Credit scores are calculated through your credit habits. So they see, okay, so Lerato likes buying clothes on credit. And does she pay back all these clothing accounts like TFG and whoever? So this is one thing most students are not aware of. So when you're straight out of school, most people believe that the only way to build your credit score is by getting a clothing account, which is actually not correct. So most people fall into this trap of clothing accounts where they end up having thousands of debt and clothes they don't really need because they are building credit. Don't do it. It's really important for you to diversify your credit. So if you do have a job, you probably will qualify for a credit card with a small credit limit. So it's really, I highly recommend that you get a credit card with a limit of like 2,000 or 3,000 rand, and make sure that you always pay them on time. This is really important, guys. I cannot highlight how important it is for you to be paying back your debts on time. So another way to diversify your credit is through vehicle finance. Surprisingly, it's easier to get finance for a car than it is to buy a house. Isn't that scary that they'd rather give you a car than like give you a loan to buy a property? But we'll get into that in another episode. So get a credit card, vehicle finance, a phone contract. Clothing accounts should be your last option. But yeah, if you want to do that, then you should. Or even a gym subscription. It's really good to be showing that, okay, I signed this contract and I'm paying every single month on time. This is actually really good. Or even your internet. So if you get like fiber at home in your name, if you have your own place, then and you paid on time every single month, this shows that, okay, this person is reliable and they can pay debts. So speaking of credit scores, now let's chat about how to improve it and how to maintain it. So how exactly can you get a good credit score? So make sure you don't apply for more than one loan at a time, because this shows lenders that you are in financial distress. So if every single month Lerato is logging on to the NetBank or whatever bank website and she is applying for a loan, this is a problem because every single thing that you do shows up on your credit report. So always remember that before you apply for anything, like, do I really need this loan? In most cases, you might think you do, but how can I get money? Maybe borrow from a family member or a friend. Just don't go applying for a lot of things in a short period. So another way to improve your credit score is to always, always, always pay your accounts in full and on time. Try and pay more than just the minimum installment. So if you owe your clothing account and you owe 500 Rand, try and pay like 550 or 600 Rand. That way you know that you might be going back to get more clothes and you've already have some credit. So it's really good for you to always pay everything in full and on time. So if they say you owe 324.80, do not pay 324. Don't forget about the 80 cents because that's also very important. When it comes to improving your credit score, it's really important for you to only apply for and only open credit accounts that you need. So there is no reason for you to, if you get a clothing account in the mail, there's no need for you to go like activate it and start shopping. Do you really need that clothing account? Don't you have another one that you owe like 5,000 on? So think about that kind of stuff. And also, when you're done paying off your account, you need to close it, especially clothing accounts. Guys, let's just leave this whole clothing account thing and only buy if we have money. Like, yeah. But anyway, if you do want to have a clothing account, When you're done paying them off, it's important for you to close the accounts. This will count in your favor as it indicates that you are a lower risk. So you have less accounts open because that's actually what you want. You don't want to have 20 accounts in your name. And remember that as much as you need to manage your own accounts, those of your spouse, if you have a spouse, remember that as much as you need to manage your own accounts, those of your spouse also have to be in good shape. So if you're married, you need to make sure that your partner is also paying their bills on time. Because remember, based on your marriage contract, this affects you as well. So also, if you are unable to make payments for your account, you need to make an arrangement. You can't just ignore calls from whoever you owe money to. You need to call them and say, hey, sorry, I'm going through this and that, and I will not be able to pay on time, but I will be able to pay on that date. And on that specific date, you need to make sure that you're paying on time, because avoiding creditors is just, yeah, that's not a good look. And also, it really does affect your credit score. So guys, I hope you've learned something, and I hope you will start checking your credit score. And the next time I ask, do you know your credit score? Then 82% will vote yes. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Love this episode? Make sure to visit our website www.unpack.co.za to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply told a friend about us, that would be helpful too. Thank you for listening.